Bless God. It is a new season this morning, saints of God. And I just want to thank once again Bishop House and First Lady Dr. Mary House for this opportunity to come together to pray and to see God's face on a early Friday morning. I mean, I can't believe it's already July 22nd. We are almost at the end of July. This year has sped by. But I just want to thank God for a new season. And, you know, every so often we're going to the next level. We're going to the next realm, new season. And I just believe that this is a season of where our faith is being tested. And there's nothing wrong with our faith being tested, but sometimes we get stuck in where we are. So I want to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 real quick before we get started in prayer this morning, to let you know that there is a season and there is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I'm coming from KJV. You may have a different version, so if you would like to just kind of read along. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up which is planted. Verse 3, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Number verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Verse 7, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Verse 9, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I just want to tell you that there is a season. Everything has a season. Sometimes we lose in a particular season, and sometimes we win. I don't know if any of you ladies are sports fans, but, you know, the Atlanta Braves, that's like my favorite baseball team ever. And, you know, for years and years and years, they'd get up to the point where they would make it to the World Series and then they would walk away with nothing, runner up, you know, and their heads hung low. And you know, every time, you know, if you're a sports fan, you're like, yes, this season's going to be it. You know, they're going to win the championship. And every time they would fall a little short. Well, this past year they won. So it was their season to win. All those other seasons they lost. But what did it do? It kept them working at it. And you know, I don't know if you've ever lost something, but it just kind of makes you work harder at keeping the vision alive. And so there is a season and there is a time for everything. And we have to be mindful that we don't wash away the season that we're in. You know, we don't allow the season to cultivate in us. We don't like to we don't like to say, okay, well, there's a time, you know, a time to weep. Well, we all have those seasons, but we also have to know that there is a time that the laughter is coming. We don't like to experience a time of mourning, but there's going to be a time to dance. We don't like the time where we have to lose something, but we like the time where we get to get something. So we just have to understand that there is a season, and if we can just be diligent, and as my dear sister tells us, Dr. Mercer, she says, keep your posture right before God. If we can keep our posture right during those seasons, we'll experience the other part of the season that's the equivalent to what we're going through. If it's a time to hate, well, what do we hate? We hate sin. We hate the enemy. Oh, God, do we hate the enemy? Do we hate each other? No, we should not hate one another. We should hate the enemy that is causing the individual or individuals to come at us at a different way, that they're lending their members to the enemy. We don't hate the person because it's not the person. It's them allowing the enemy to use them at that time. So what do? We love them. Is it easy to love someone that is coming at you and you know they're coming at you? No. I will tell you it is not easy, but Jesus did. Well, we're not Jesus. No, we're supposed to be like him, right? We're supposed to be Christ-like. I'm going to get some, oh, okay, but we're going to go forward. Y'all, yeah, I think that went over like a lead balloon, but there's a season. I'm just trying to get you to understand there is a season for everything. So keep your posture right during the season that you're in. Right now, I'm in a season of loss. For those of you who don't know, I lost my 21-year-old daughter in a horrific traffic crash. Her semi-truck collided with her vehicle and took her out of this world. Now, I'm in a season of loss. And I'm having to, moment by moment, go through that season of loss. But I have to remember, on the other side, there's a season of getting. There's a season of blessing. And I have to understand that I have to walk through this season of loss. I have to understand that I am going to get through this season. I am going to get through the season. So I want you to repeat to yourself, whatever season you're in, if you're in the downward part, if you're in the valley part, if you're in that season of you're having to push through the press, push through the press. You know, my grandmother used to say, whatever you have to do, if you have to tie a knot in that rope, hold on. Keep on tying the knots and hold on, because we have to hold on to our sanity during the time of loss. We have to hold on to our faith in the time of loss. And yes, you may not have lost a loved one. You may not have lost a child like I have. You may have lost, I don't know, a business. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you've lost a spouse. Maybe you've lost a parent. I don't know. And I'm not minimizing any of those losses, but you may be in a time of loss, but maybe a loss of friendships. Maybe you thought people that were for you, that you thought had your back, you know, are not for you. And so you've lost that, but stand strong in your loss. Stand strong in your loss, because my Bible tells me that he will restore what the canker worm that had to corrupt, what the enemy thought he had stolen, God is going to replace. Remember the story of Job? Remember when his whole children were taken from him, were killed? Remember when his finances were killed, all his cattle? Remember everything was taken, and he even had boils on him? And he said he would still not curse God. And God restored him double. Well, thank God he didn't give him two wives back. He just gave him one. But God restored back everything that Job had, double. Because why? Job walked in his season of loss and did not blame God. Sometimes, you know, we ask God, we question God, God, why this, why that? And it's okay. You know, I hear people that you shouldn't question God. Well, why not? Why shouldn't we question God? Abraham did. He said, Father, he said, if there's 50 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, we preserve it. God, if there's 40, if there's 30, going on down the line. Abraham asked him, so why can't we ask him? Yes, we serve a benevolent God. We serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that is angry at times, but we serve a God that loves us. And so during this season of loss, whatever loss it is, keep your posture right before God. Keep your posture right before God. You know, they used to say, take it on the chin. Take it on the chin. Keep on, you know, be like that weeble wobble. You can knock them, but they keep coming right back up. Be that weeble wobble. Whatever hits you, come back. Stand straight. Stand firm on God's word. God has you, and he doesn't set you up for defeat. He doesn't set you up to fall, because you're made in his image. But there are tests that come to test your faith. Are you really going to trust God in this season? Are you going to take this time, whatever time it might be, and say, okay, God, You're working, you're putting me on the potter's wheel, and you're working those things out of me that's not like you. Okay, help me to endure. Is it easy to endure sometimes? No. I'll tell you right now, no. But we have to. If we want to make it to the end of this race, the end of this relay, the end of this, whatever you want to call it, marathon is what it feels like sometimes. We have to understand that God has us, and he doesn't set us up for failure. He would not put a test in your path that he knew you could not pass. So when the test comes, gird yourself up and say, okay, God, you gave me this test because you knew I could pass it. Now, my test may be completely different. I may not be able to go through the same test you're going through. I might fail. And the test I'm going through, you all may fail. I don't know. But I believe that the test that God sets up for us is not for our demise, but it's our increase in our faith. So just remember, there's a season. And as we all know, in Florida, we only have really two seasons. We have summer and kind of fall. But in other areas of the country, there are four seasons, summer, winter, spring, or fall. And we also know that a season doesn't last always. So I hope that encouraged you this morning as we enter into prayer. God, I just thank you this morning for being an ever-present God. I thank you for being a God that loves your people. I thank you for being a God that understands the infirmities that we feel. I thank you for being a God that understands how our heart hurts and aches during loss. God, I thank you that you understand, God, that we're human. And God, I thank you that you understand that you forgive when we mess up and we ask for forgiveness. It says you are able and you justly forgive us of our sins. We just have to confess them to you. I'm so glad we serve a God that loves us and comforts us. And your word is true that you will give us the peace that passeth all understanding. I thank you that when we go through our time of a season of difficulties, that you're there to wrap your arms around us. That's why you sent us a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I thank you that when we go through things and we don't understand everything and we're not clear, that God, you just hold us and say, just trust me. Just trust me. Leave those higher things to me, but just trust me in this. And God, I thank you that we serve a God who fights our battles for us. If we would learn to just stand still, pray, see your salvation come moving by. Because God, when we put our hands and we put our feelings and we put our emotions and we put our physical person in it, God, you can't move because you're a gentleman. We think, okay, God, you stand right there. I have it. No, God, we should allow you to come in and say, God, have your will. God, because when you do it, you don't leave anything to be undone. God, when you do something in our lives, it's clean. We don't have to come behind you with Windex. We don't have to come behind you with any type of cleaner, bleach, or anything. Because God, it's clean. There's nothing that needs to be added to what you complete. So God, help us in our finite minds, oh God. God, help us to understand that this time and the season that we're going through, it's for a purpose. God, sometimes it's to wake us up. God, sometimes it's to cause us to say, okay, our circle is not really who our circle needs to be. God, sometimes we'll wake up and go, okay, you're exposing, oh God, because you get promotion. And God, you take down. So Father, help us to understand that this season that we're going through, help us to walk through that posture that's right before you, oh God. God, create within us that clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. But God, don't ever take your presence from us, oh God. Help us to walk through this test, to walk through this time, oh God. God, with our head upright, oh God. God, keeping it before you, oh God. God, sometimes it's to help us pray more. God, some tests will come, God, to weed out what's not good for us, Father. God, sometimes the test comes, and sometimes the time to weep, and the time to cast away stones, and the time to lose, and the time to rend, and the time to hate, and the time of war. God, it's for a reason. It's for a purpose. So God, help us to understand that time that we are in. Because God, we understand that there is no time in you, that you are in like a time continuum, that it doesn't stop and it doesn't begin. It just always has been. But God, we are in a what you would call a dash. Because when we're born, we have a date time stamp. And God, when we die, when we leave this earth, we have a date time stamp. So in the middle of that date concept of beginning and the middle and the end of the date time stamp, there is something called a dash. So, Father, help our dash, Father, to line up with your word. God, yes, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we hit Susie Q and Big Bubba when we shouldn't have. He says, don't be a striker. But, God, we did it anyway. God, sometimes we didn't physically touch somebody, but we verbally touched somebody. God, help us, Father. God, forgive us. Forgive us, oh, God. Forgive us for gossiping. Forgive us for cutting our brothers and our sisters down. God, forgive us, Father, for God, for committing spiritual homicide, oh God, that we have killed people because they didn't line up with what we thought a person should be, oh God. God, we have damaged them. God, we have physically killed them, oh God. Because of what we said, instead of being quiet, instead of praying for our brothers and sisters, instead of lifting them up, we have damaged them, oh God. So God, today, oh, I felt a kick back in the spirit. God, today, forgive us. Forgive us for gossiping. Forgive us for talking about them instead of praying for them. God, forgive us for killing them with this thing, this pink thing, oh, that's so hateful at times, that's called a tongue, oh God. God, teach us. You said, study to be quiet in those times, God, when someone wants a response out of us. Oh, God, help us to shut our mouth and, God, pray. Pray we one for another that we may be healed physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally, oh, God, because we don't know what each other is going through. We don't know what drove a person to the point of giving up, to the point of just wanting to get out of here, throwing everything away, oh God. We don't know what it's taken to get to that point, but God, help us keep our eyes stayed on you. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. You said you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. And God, we're not just talking about lay members laying their tongues on people. It's generals and captains and lieutenants and sergeants in the body of Christ that are tearing down each other. So God, instead of tearing somebody down, God, let's help pray for them that they can be delivered from whatever is binding them, oh God. God, even as David had all rights and had the ability to kill Saul, he did not lay his hand on Saul, neither did he lay his mouth on Saul, because he knew God had chosen him. And so, God, help us to understand. We may not understand why people are doing what they're doing. And we may not understand why they act the way they act. But God, instead of putting our mouth on them, instead of putting our tongues on them, instead of putting our hands on them, oh God, God, help us to pray. Help us to prefer our brother over ourselves, oh God. And God, when we don't understand something, help us to pray. Instead of talking, let's pray about it, oh God. Because God, everybody has a time and a season, oh God. And we may not know. They may be going through a season of loss. They may be going through a season of weeping. They may be going through a season of mourning. They may be going through a time that something's killing them. They may be have something going on that it's a time for them, something in them to die. God, we don't know what is going on because you see the heart of man. You look at the heart of man. And God, when you look at the heart of man, that's what you judge them off of. So God, once again, create within us, within me, oh God. God, it's got to start with the one. It's got to start with the intercessor. God, create within me a clean heart, oh God. God, forgive me of my transgressions. God, forgive me when I laid my tongue on somebody, God, that I didn't understand, but I said something. God, forgive me. God, forgive, oh God. We're holding grudges and we're holding bitterness and we're so insecure with ourselves that when someone else comes in with a gift, instead of encouraging that gift to blossom, encouraging that gift to grow, encouraging that gift to be a blessing to your part of the kingdom of God, we get so insecure and we start looking at them and what can we see that's wrong with that person, because we don't want to accept our insecurities. We don't want to accept what our fallacies. We don't want to understand that, oh God, maybe something's in me. Maybe the spirit of jealousy is in me. God, create within me a clean heart. Oh God, speak to your people. Speak to your generals, your captains, your lieutenants, your sergeants, oh God. Anybody that has rank in your kingdom, oh God, speak to us today, oh God. Let us know, God, that everybody has a season and may be walking through something different, oh God. But God, cleanse us today. Cleanse us today, oh God. God, get rid of that reeking stench of jealousy. God, get rid of that reeking stench of bitterness, of strife, oh God. Oh God, help us, Father, oh God, to understand that we are a piece of the puzzle that fits into the kingdom of God. And God, we need to unite one another instead of causing disparity between one another. Instead of causing wedges. Instead of trying to say, okay, you're on my side. We're not picking teams on here. We have one team, and that's the kingdom of God. And our duty, our responsibility, oh God, is to see how many people we can win back from the other team, which is the enemy, which is the kingdom of Satan. Oh God, that is the other team that we're supposed to be going against. That is our rival, not each other in the body of Christ. So Father, this morning, oh God, help us, Father, to open our eyes and see the tactics of the enemy and see his willingness, oh God, to cause the separation. The enemy is not scared of a big church. He's scared of a united church, because my Bible tells me that one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Oh my God, shoot it all out through the Holy Ghost this morning. What would happen if the entire body of Christ were to come together? How many demons, how many devils can we put to flight if we begin to unify? Oh my God, saints of God, when you get that vision, when you get the understanding that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Yes, that's just not individuals, but he comes to the kingdom of God, and he raises his really weak, nasty head, and he starts causing the whispering in the ear. Oh God, help us to hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Oh God, keep us aligned with your vision. Keep us aligned with your word. Keep us, oh God, keep us close, oh God. I don't want to see how far I can get away from you, God. I want to see how close I can get underneath your bosom, oh God. Cover me, oh God. Shout to me, oh God. Shelter us, oh God. Shelter your people, oh God. God, let us be wise. God, give us this wisdom during this season, oh God, that can we can see the tactics of the enemy, that we can see what his game plan is, oh God. God, let us be established watchmen on the wall, oh God, that we're looking not 10 feet out, but God, we're looking miles out to where we can see the enemy poke his head up, oh God. Oh God, that we can sound the trumpet and we can alert our brothers and sisters, hey, I see the enemy coming. He's coming toward our territory. God, bind us together with love. Bind us together with understanding. Bind it together, God. Oh, God, with wisdom, Father, that we won't yield to the enemy's tactics, that we won't yield and succumb, oh, God, to his plan. But, God, I come against it. I thwart his plans right now in the mighty name of Jesus to come against the kingdom of God. And, God, every woman, every man, every boy, every girl that has been called according to your purpose, God, I call the Spirit of God to quicken in them. I call the Spirit of God to rise in them. Oh, God, and take back what the enemy thought he had stolen. God, when David came to you and he prayed and he said, God, what do I do? My army wants to kill me because the other army came in and stole their children and their wives. God, what do I do? God said, pursue and recover all. So this morning, let it be that time. God, when this time that I'm going through is over, God, help me to pursue and help me to to recover all. God, help me, God, to give birth, oh God, to new innovative ideas to win souls to the kingdom of God. God, help me plant seeds of kindness. God, help me plant seeds of love. God, help me plant seeds, oh God, of wisdom, God. Help me plant seeds, oh God, of togetherness, God. Help me to heal those that have been broken by the church. Who's the church? It's not a building. It's us. God, help us to heal those that have been broken and been beat up by the church, oh God. Help us to, God, take that time to build them up, oh God. And God, help us to learn to laugh at ourselves, oh God. God, yes, we all fall. We've all tripped. We've all fallen down. And God, sometimes we laugh at ourselves. God, give us a time of laughter. For your words and the laughter do with good like medicine. When is the last time, oh God, have we really laughed? Oh God, when we begin to laugh, oh God, it causes enzymes in our body to begin to heal ourselves. So God, help us to laugh every chance we get. Laugh at the enemy and say, my God is greater than anything you can deliver. Help us to dance, oh God. David danced out of his clothes, Father. God, help us to dance. Help us to dance, oh God, not sit in the corner like a wallflower, but God, help us to dance. And even though we may not know what kind of dance it is, we may look like we have Tourette's when we're dancing, but God, help us to dance. Help us to dance for you, oh God. And God, instead of casting each other away, God, help us to gather together. Gather together, oh God. Help us to embrace one another. God, for all of sin to come short of the glory of God. Help us to embrace one another. Yeah, I went through that. Yes, I went through that. But God is a deliverer, oh God. God, help us to understand that there's a time that we lose, but there's also a time of weeping that we get, oh God. God, help us understand that there is a time, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Oh God, we keep those things that are valuable to us. And God, when something is broken, we don't keep it, thinking we're going to have something else to fix it at a later point. You know, we give it to somebody who thinks they can fix it. We cast it away. God, help us understand that there's a time to sow into one another. There is a time to sow into one another. And there is a time to rend, to give away. There's a time, oh God, that we must keep silent. And there is a time for us to speak. Zion is calling us for a higher place of praise. Zion is calling us. There's a time to speak up and to speak out. There is a time to love. There is a time, oh God, for us to hate sin. We don't hate the sinner, but we hate the sin. And God, help us to not have such a judgmental heart. Oh, God, because I know if social media was back in our day when we were cutting the fool and doing things that wasn't pleasing to your side nor our parents, oh, God, we would think twice about judging the ones that are now on social media that are being caught or being videotaped or having their conversations recorded. So, God, help us to think about those things. That thank God that you didn't expose us back then. But we don't want to have mercy on those that are being exposed now. Oh, God, have mercy on our souls today, oh, God. Help us to understand that none of us, you said you're no respecter of person. There's no favoritism, no respecter of person. So God, help us not to have any respecter of person. God, help us to treat the king and the queen as we do the person, the homeless person on the street. Help our knowledge of equality, oh God. Help us to be kind to one another. In the words of Dr. Mercer, people don't have to be kind. So God, help us to be like you. Help us to be kind. Help us to show love. Help us to be merciful, oh God. And God, I thank you. And I praise you for this morning. And God, you've equipped us today to understand, Father, that we are in this race for a reason. And Father, we just thank you. Thank you. And God, one last thing that we want to thank you for. Even as the children of Israel were in the wilderness and you had to fly in manna and quail, Father, we thank you that our gas is lasting longer than man said it should. Oh, a God. Mm. We thank you that the food is lasting longer than the expiration date. A God, I thank you. Thank you that the monies in the bank are lasting and stretching long ahead. Hey, God, I thank you. Thank you that it's lasting longer than man said it should. You are a God, oh God, of elasticity. You make things stretch, oh God, and I thank you this morning. I couldn't get off this line this morning without thanking you, oh God. Thank you that we're getting better gas mileage than what man says that we should. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. And I praise you this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to thank you for joining the prayer line this morning. I pray that you have been blessed this morning. I also pray that you just keep everyone in the kingdom of God. Keep them in your prayers. And, you know, because we just never know what we are facing. Amen. And we just thank God for, once again, for Bishop, excuse me, Bishop Allison and First Lady Dr. Mary House for this opportunity to come together to pray, to seek God's face. You all be encouraged today. And I guess it's my motto. Remember that the enemy you face is not bigger than the God that stands before you. Amen. You guys, in the words of my sister, Dr. Mercer, y'all have an amazing day and y'all have an amazing weekend. And we'll come together back on Monday morning unless God calls us home. And then we'll be really celebrating and dancing. I tell you what, you're talking about a party. That is going to be a party. Amen. Amen. You all be blessed. Have a great one. Bye-bye.